You're listening to The Startup with Monique LeRae, only on LA Talk Radio.
Sam, we've got to do the new music, darling. We sampled some new music. Guys, I'm back from France.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique LeRae, only on LA Talk Radio.
That's right. Now you have the old music and the new. Why don't you guys drop in the chat and tell us which one you like? I've had that old music for, and it's great, it works, for 6 years this September. I'm very proud of that marker, through a pandemic, through traveling. Guys, I'm back from France. Bonjour. It's The Startup. I have you in my kitchen today. As you can imagine, I'm redoing everything and cleaning up and getting organized. But I wanted to give it a more relaxed feel before I get the studio actually done. I've been talking about it forever. How's everybody doing? How are your startups? How are you managing this this time in business? Things are shifting, guys. But I'm so glad that we have some talented guests today to speak on those shifts and to speak on their journey, their startup story. I want to recap Cannes Week for you guys. Now, I've been to Nice before. This is the first time I actually went to Cannes, which is down the road on the train, about 20, 30 minutes. And as you know, I did the three documentaries during the pandemic. And one is streaming on Vimeo now. And the second one and the third one, I'm looking to get distributed very soon. So I was going there to kind of speak to people about film funds and just kind of hear their documentary stories. It was really eye-opening. I'm very motivated. I'm grateful for the opportunity. Now, I don't want you guys to think I was in Cannes on like a vacation pleasure trip. I mean, we have to be practical when we're speaking about startups, especially when solo startup owners, you know, unmarried ones or people who might have capital coming in from different places, but pretty much just organic startup owners like myself. I keep things very lean. So you might see me in these places, but if you guys want to, if you want me to peel back the curtain here, I stayed in a hostel most of the time to cut my fees, right? I flew on a lower budget airline. This wasn't first class this time. Shout out to Norse Airlines, N-O-R-S-E, Norse Atlantic Airways. They do a good job. They get me there. They've got the Rolls Royce jets. They get me there one piece. They get me back one piece. So these are little things I think we need to be able to say out loud and not say, oh, she's in the south of France and she's doing. No, I kept myself on a budget because I have to. I have a lot of things going on. And it feels really good to share that with you. So if you're looking to make things happen and travel, stay in a hostel. It's kind of cool. You meet people there. It's really, really an inexpensive way to travel if you're not with your significant other. And you can do it. All right. So I'm excited to get that out. Guys, if you aren't streaming the first film, it's on Vimeo today. The Pandemic Project documentary is not what you think. It's not about politics or fighting. It's about us, who we were as entrepreneurs and people in the world surviving. So check the first film out. The second film's trailer's coming soon. Let's shift gears now. I have a very talented young man here today. Roy Steinberg from Chicago's in the house. Roy, welcome to The Startup. How's it going?
Hi, Monique. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to share my story. And let's get right into it.
Let's get into it. You're very welcome. We're going to go full screen. Excuse me. We're going to go full screen and have Roy introduce himself, his product, his brand, his backup story. So let's give you the floor for about 5 minutes here, Roy.
Awesome. So to start off, a little bit about myself. My name is Roy Steinberg, obviously. I went to the University of Illinois majoring in mechanical engineering. And when I was there, I took up product design. I was really interested in product design. And that kind of just led me to 3D print a bunch of stuff. And long story short, I 3D printed my own fidget toy called the Pinchy. This is it right here. The Pinchy is the world's first pinching fidget toy. It's very quiet. You can use it in any environment. And the advantage of it is that you can basically use it as an outlet for restlessness and anxiety. So kind of the way that I kind of came up with this. So I have ADHD, and in classes in college, it was very difficult for me to focus during my lectures. And I used like other fidget toys, you know, like fidget spinners, fidget clickers, but those didn't really actually help me. Like, for example, I don't have a fidget spinner on me, but you can like imagine a fidget spinner, right? So you kind of just spin it and then it stops, and then you spin it and then it stops. And then does that really help you focus? I mean, it didn't really help me focus for me. I mean, it was kind of like a fun little thing, but it wasn't actually like a tool to help me, like, you know, relieve restlessness or anything with my ADHD. So like I mentioned, with my background in mechanical engineering, 3D design, modeling, 3D printing, I decided, okay, whatever, I'm just going to make my own fidget toy. So this took a long time to actually get the right design. Probably about 9 months of prototyping. You know, the first prototype was completely different. But after a bunch of different prototypes, and like weeks and weeks and weeks of just like continuous improvement on my 3D designs and my 3D printer, I actually ended up getting a patent on this. This was the final product. I also have the Pinchy XL, which I released like 3 months after the original Pinchy. This one has a tighter spring. It's taller. It's a little bit more spring resistance. And then I most recently released the Pinchy Click. This one's not very quiet, but, you know, some people like to have a clicking experience when they click down. So, yeah. So when I was in college, I was about a junior when I first released these. I started selling on Etsy because Etsy has a really good marketplace for, you know, 3D printed fidget toy designs, right? So I feel like I entered the market at a really good place when that market was kind of growing, and it started doing really well on Etsy. You know, I started getting really good reviews and it did well for a while. And then I expanded to my own website, www.pinchyfidget.com, if you want to go visit. And then I expanded to TikTok Shop, which is kind of just my main source of revenue right now. I feel like TikTok Shop's a really big thing. A lot of e-commerce companies are starting to look at TikTok and they're like, wow, this is amazing, because you can literally just sell your product with like videos. You don't have to have, you know, you don't have to run ads on Facebook or Instagram and have people click on your thing and go to the website, when you could just do it on TikTok and then people go to your shop right there and they get it. So yeah, I mean, it's been a really fun ride so far. And, you know, I don't have any signs of slowing down. I want to grow the business a lot more. And yeah, that's the story of the Pinchy.
I love everything about this. It's so simple. You're utilizing the tools online that are there in front of you. You're smart. You're not overdoing it in the marketing. You're like, where can I lean in and get the most traction right away? I really love that you're capitalizing on the TikTok store and that you started at Etsy. That's a very organic place to start when you're selling products, or merchandise. So talk to me about the decision to lean into the ADHD sector of the community. I know that you mentioned school was where it was highlighted for you.
Yes.
Same when I went back for my MBA, I was like, oh my gosh, I think I have like what it would take someone 4 hours, other students, it's going to take me about 8 to 10 to get it done.
I totally agree.
Yeah. So tell me about that decision to lean into that space and just kind of own it and go, all right, this is me, but I'm going to help people.
Yeah. So obviously with me having ADHD, I think it's super important to help people that are like me. And I originally made this for myself and it really helped me out. And I thought, you know, I could really help other people with ADHD out. And, you know, you'll read a lot of like entrepreneurial books and entrepreneurial podcasts. And they say, one of the most important things about your product is you want to have to make it for yourself first. You want to actually use it for yourself, that, and in that way you can understand the market that you're selling to. So I feel like I understand, like, you know, the ADHD market a lot. You know, I think diagnoses are kind of going up in the US. You know, some people have differing opinions on that, but I just wanted to, you know, help out the community. And, you know, it might not be, you know, the biggest thing. It might not solve ADHD, but it's a good way to just, you know, relieve the anxiety and stress that comes with it. You know, just it's an outlet, you know, like, especially for me, I love, like, when I'm at work, you know, I have a full-time job that I do along with this business where I kind of just sit at my desk all day. And, you know, I personally love using the Pinchy XL because it's like a nice, like, you know, a lot of spring resistance. You know, when I'm sitting at my desk, you know, scrolling through something, reading something, you know, I just gotta let it all out.
I love that. I love it. It's so much better than like pacing back and forth in the airplane, because that's annoying.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. I totally get that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta get up and do something. Yeah.
You got to do something and get that creative energy going. And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, your brain just works a little different. And some of us have it on different, you know, levels. And I really love that you leaned in. It's very cool. It's small. I like the clicking sound if I don't have people around me, but I really like the red one. What, give us the price point per unit. Start with the small and go to the XL.
Yeah. So the small one, it's been a while since I did like a COGS, but last time I did it was about $1.50. Okay. Because the actual 3D printing the plastic is super cheap. I think it adds up to around like 20 cents. Each bearing I source from so there's bearings over here that are kind of like roll against the rail here. There's two on each side. Yeah. I source those from a supplier in China, and those are about 30 cents per spring, including shipping. And then I have the spring here. The spring here is so this is like a smaller spring here. Then the spring on the Pinchy XL and the Pinchy Click are a little bit bigger. And these are around, these are pretty cheap. These are around like, I think around 15 cents per spring.
Wow.
I don't know if that adds up to 150. I'm bad at mental math, but.
So what's your price? So your profit margin is $1.20.
Yeah. So I sell each original Pinchy for $12.49. I run sales a lot, so sometimes you can get them for $10. The Pinchy XL goes for $14.99, and then the Pinchy Click goes for about $16.99.
What's your top performer right now, would you say?
I would say throughout my entire business, my top performer has always been the original Pinchy.
The original Pinchy. Yeah. Where do you see movement on the large one that clicks, would you say?
So the large one that clicks, I released like about a month and a half ago. It hasn't gotten a lot of traction, but what I have noticed is what I mentioned earlier to you before we started this is that I released the Pinchy bundle, where you can get all three of these for $29.99 plus free shipping. So you basically save 33% compared to if you were to buy each of them individually.
Yeah.
And I've seen a lot of traction on that where, you know, people want to try the whole Pinchy family of products. that's been good on my website and on my TikTok. So.
Wonderful. I love that you kept it really lean and you just like went all in on what was functional for you and gave you comfort. I wonder if we'll see you in the future in moving into educational spaces.
Like,
is that where you're headed?
Yeah. So like I mentioned earlier, before we started, I want to lean into, you know, the teaching space. Because I do have some friends who are teachers, you know, they teach at elementary schools. And for example, I have one friend who's actually a kindergarten teacher at the elementary school that I attended. And I talked to her about it. I gave her some Pinchies for her class to try out. And she actually told me a story on Saturday about how she has one student who's like always angry and he's always like all over the place. But he really, really likes the Pinchy XL. And when she sits down to talk to him, he's always like pinching it like really hard and, you know, fast. And then as she like, you know, talks with him and like calms him down, he pinches it a little bit slower and stuff. So that's the exact thing that I was saying about how it's like a good outlet for restlessness. You know, if you want to be bouncing all over the place, it's like high resistance, right? So it kind of takes some energy to use. Right. So, and it's a very natural motion that you don't really have to think about, which is another good thing about the Pinchy, because like a lot of other fidget toys, like the fidget cube, for example, there's so many different buttons and some of them are loud and there's so many different options. It can be overstimulating, but with the pinching motion, it's a very natural motion that sometimes you don't really even think about. So that combined with it, you know, being a good outlet for restlessness, I feel like is the perfect formula for just a great fidget toy, fidget tool for that matter, that can actually really help people focus and relieve stress and anxiety and restlessness.
Beautiful, smart, concise, easy, and maybe the Finchies will get some eyeballs and some hair. Who knows? Maybe they'll get some faces, some faces on them. Maybe you'll. So now I think we need to plug where people can find it. You mentioned TikTok store and Etsy and your website. Yeah. Let's make sure you plug that now so people can order, get ahead, a head start on Christmas.
Yeah, awesome. So my Instagram and TikTok is at Pinchy Fidget. It's pretty easy to remember, Pinchy Fidget, P-I-N-C-H-Y Fidget. no spaces, no underscores. And then my website's the same, www.pinchyfidget.com.
Love it, Roy. I'm very excited to meet you. I will be calling you after the show to speak about that other thing we talked about. I'm very excited to maybe bring some of that to the market here. And does it help with people with other things like autistic children, do you think?
Or yes. Yeah. So it does. Yeah. So like the Pinchy Click is like is one of the products I'm kind of aiming towards, like people with like autism spectrum disorder, because mm-hmm. even though that like it kind of goes against what I've initially made, like a quiet fidget, it is like it does make a clicking noise. For people with autism, it's really important to have something that can have like an auditory sensation and like a tactile sensation. So basically the way this works is that you see these gears here. I actually 3D print these gears. Oh. And there's like, it's kind of, I don't know if you see that, but like
yeah,
one of those gear tooth, that second to last gear tooth on the bottom sticks out more than the other ones. Huh. And this actually took me like 4 months to perfect this design. But basically when it goes over that gear tooth, it kind of clicks like that.
Oh, I see.
And then so the sensation of the clicking and the sound of the clicking and also the tactile sensation of the vibration coming from the gear rolling along the rack is a lot of different, you know, tactile sensations and like stimulations, and it's good for that. So
smart to put your mechanical engineering skills to the test and help the community. Roy, I want you to come back and talk with us very soon. And we'll go over the patenting process and, you know, your next steps and maybe your next products. I can't wait to get in that brain of yours. I'm sure you have some cool things coming down the pipe.
Yeah, of course.
Well, thank you for being here, guys. And Roy, for listening, everybody, Roy and the Pinchy Fidget guys, get this today. If you have a child or a friend or an entrepreneur that has ADHD or just likes, you know, even with like stress ball, you know, if someone that just needs to fidget, this is a perfect practical thing. Let's support this young man, this entrepreneur. Well done. And I can't wait to have you back.
Yes, of course. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. All right, guys. That was Roy Steinberg. I think that's funny because I'm thinking I usually do this with the Sharpie. And I like it because it's thick, but it doesn't give me that click and I have to like fidget with it. So I do that a lot. No, where's one of the markers I do that with? I'll do this with a pen. Like when I'm thinking about something. And he just pointed that out to me that I do fidget. Like I didn't know I fidgeted. Maybe I did. Maybe I didn't want to admit it. Sam, hook me up in the chat and let me know when we see our next guest, please, darling. So how's everything going? Next Sunday is Father's Day. Dad, this is the card you're going to get. You're one rad dad. I hope you guys are preparing. We have some cool things coming down the line. Summer months, you know, it's about really just getting ready for the fall and getting reorganized. This is kind of reorganization period for me. Past paperwork, paid invoices, organization. I get overwhelmed. So what I'm planning to do is give myself a reward. So if I'm doing something I don't want to do, I have to give myself a reward in the middle of it, of something I do want to do. So I'll start with something I want to do. And then the things that I just dread doing that I have to get done, I know that there's a reward in the back end, right? So taking it frame by frame, I was speaking to another friend who's an entrepreneur. She's like, the time management thing is just so hard. And I do that kind of with the time management thing. I start with something at the top of the day that I enjoy. Then in the middle or next to that, it's something that I do not enjoy, but I have to get done. Then the next time it's back to something that I like to enjoy, and then I'll stop and take my lunch. And so time management is something we cannot get away from, folks. No one can get away from it if you want to be effective and do it right. So I'm leaning all into that right now. Mastering the organizational skills and really just leaning into the things I don't want to do, all the receipts and the paperwork and the spreadsheets. Oh my gosh, no fun. But they have to be done, right? So if you guys have any practical tips on how to do the things you don't want to do in business and how to attack those, please drop in the chat. We would love to hear it. Let's see. There's so much to do. Guys, I also want to highlight a book I've been working with for a while, Elaine Holmes' Everyday Soul Dances. I really love this book. I think it's good to kind of go back and revisit. She's one of the few authors I've run across that has the QR codes inside after chapters and where you can stop and actually write and contemplate. Very thoughtfully done. And I'm really excited to be working with her and getting her some visibility there. What do you guys want to talk about? We've covered, I'm going to be pulling some highlights from the shows from, you know, across the years, but we've had almost every kind of brand here, honestly, from every genre. And I really want to see what we've missed. So I'm going to kind of speak in spreadsheets. I want to do that and see who we've had, what we're heavy on, what we're light on. But I know that everything's shifted since we started. And like Roy mentioned, you know, those TikTok shops and Etsy and selling on YouTube, that's the way to go right now. Keeping it lean in the jump and growing from there is the way. Guys, if you haven't streamed my film yet, go on Vimeo.com and type in the Pandemic Project documentary. You'll get the full 1 hour and 17 minutes of the film. If you want to see 7 minutes and 47 seconds of the free version of it, it's the full trailer. You know, film trailers are usually short. This one's not. It's the 10-time award-winning trailer, and it's on YouTube. Just type in the Pandemic Project documentary, and you'll see it. Sam, I'm checking in to see if Freddie is coming on board. Let's see if he's here. Not here yet. Well, you know, it is a Sunday fun day. It's beautiful out. Shout out to our sponsors, Sorgo Squad, Michael Solberg Family Wine, Aegis Formulas. Let's talk about Aegis real quick. I like Aegis Formulas. They have a lot of different things to support your body. That's for your gut. Nano Gut, I got to start taking that. This doctor came from another company that's really well known. This one's good for the ladies, post-pill ease. You don't have to have been on the pill. You can be a young lady who wants to keep your things going in the right way, in a healthy way. Tudka Max, liver and gallbladder support. So these are really great. Gallbladder, gut, female reproductive health, all kinds of good stuff. So check out Aegis, it's Aegis, A-E-G-I-S, for more doctor formulated supplements. Blah, wish mouth today. What else is going on, guys, in the business world? How do you guys like Hootsuite? Have we navigated that, Hootsuite? How do you guys like Medium? I use Medium a lot. Drop in the comments. Tell me what platforms you're using to manage teams and CRM and organization. I really want to know what's the hot thing. There's a lot of names floating around. So those are the updates right now on the things I can talk about. And we have some stuff coming down the line. And unless our guy Freddie comes to the table here, we'll probably call it a day, Sam. What do you guys think of the new music? If you like the first, say one. If you like the second one, say two. When you play back this video, you'll hear both of them. So that's kind of fun. But I'm excited. I think Sam, you did a good job. Happy belated birthday to Sam and happy 12th birthday or 18th birthday to LA Talk Radio. Where are we at? It's one of those numbers, right? Yeah, I think what you built here, Sam, is amazing. I always am kissing up. No, 18. We're an adult. We're fully grown. 18 years on the radio. Sam, I'm so freaking proud of you. I've only been with you for 6 of those, but it's been an absolute pleasure. And let's keep going. Keep going and growing. Yeah, guys, I think this is a startup check-in today, unless our friend Freddie joins us. If not, we wish him well, and I'm sure he will be back really soon. What will you start up today? I'll see you next weekend. Be well.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique Leray, only on LA Talk Radio.